seconds, an arc distance of 148.13 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 56 degrees 20 minutes 30 seconds west, a distance of 203.5 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the right, having a radius of 58 feet through a central angle of 89 degrees 50 minutes 30 seconds, an arc distance of 90.95 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 33 degrees 30 minutes east, a distance of 44.4 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the left, having a radius of 37.5 feet through a central angle of 92 degrees 34 minutes, an arc distance of 60.58 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 59 degrees 4 minutes west, a distance of 145.3 feet and continuing as far as Taney County Claims Jurisdiction. A brief depiction of the road located is incorporated herein and attached as Exhibit A. A more detailed drawing will accompany this petition. Petitioners state the following facts in support of this petition for vacation. One, the above described portion of road lies entirely within property owned by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Two, no other landowners are served by this portion of road. Three, this portion of road terminates without providing a connection to any other public road. Four, public access to this portion of road has been blocked by a locked gate since the Missouri Department of Natural Resources acquired the surrounding property in 2016. And five, since 2016, Taney County has deferred expending public money to maintain the road and low water crossing.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. Now that we have the order read into the record, I would at this time, we'll move forward with our public hearing before, since this is the first reading, Mr. Elliott.
I think we take no action.
Guidance. Do we need a public hearing section here or?
You'll just, the commission will just
bind
it over to the first day of the October
term.
Okay.
Okay. Do we know what day that is or just leave it as?
I believe that's going to be October 7th. Unless there's something that on the calendar that I overlooked.
Just go with the October term.
October term?
Yeah.
Or the third term?
Yeah. Okay. So we don't need a motion, so we'll just move forward and take no action at this time. And for the second hearing to be set for the first term, for the October term, correct?
Yeah, I think there's two ways you can do it, Commissioner. I think you can vote to set it for public hearing for that day as a commission. That way it's in the meeting.
Okay.
That'd probably be my recommendation.
Move to set, try to find that petition. Get a number.
That's just the one.
Move to bind over to set the petition to vacate portion of Sycamore Church Road to the next term, be starting in October.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Thank you, sir. We'll see you in October.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir.
And the final petition that we have this morning is the vacation of a portion of Buchanan Road, file number 25-001, Road and Bridge. With this morning, we have Mr.
Larry Dapridge.
What is it?
Larry.
Larry Dapridge. Okay. And then also we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole, with us this morning. This is one that the commission has heard. And there was an issue with the public notice on it, and that was the only thing that it was lacking the last time that we heard the vacate. It has been read into the record, to my knowledge, at our first hearing, so it won't need to be read into the record again. So we'll move forward and we'll open the public hearing part and see if there's anyone here that wishes to speak on behalf of this petition at this time.
Can somebody explain what it is?
Sure. Mr. Elliott, do you have a second, or Jack, do you have good record of the recollection of this? This came in when we switched road and bridge administrators, so there's a curve section there at Buchanan Road that will be conveying the properties. Go ahead.
So if I understand it right, this is a piece of old right-of-way that the way is no longer used for Buchanan Road, right?
Correct.
Yeah, just to clarify, yeah, Buchanan Road was realigned, what, 5 years ago?
It was before I was here, yeah.
And so it was a remainder piece of old Buchanan Road where the old road was located, and now Buchanan Road is in its current form, and so the county would be relinquishing and vacating that old portion of the road where Buchanan used to sit.
Sorry, we don't have it up on the screen there. We do have a map to reference the small section there. Do you want to turn that on? We think we can. That way we can look at it there so they can see.
Can you not turn that on?
You know how, Miss Stephanie?
Yes.
Perfect.
It'll be just for reference while they're getting that turned on, ma'am. It'll be out in front of the Branson Sports Complex right there, around that corner right there, okay. Right off of Buchanan. It's not being utilized for roadway right now. So that's the purpose of this. The county will be vacating, and then those properties will go back to the original owners where that right-of-way was originally taken. So hopefully we can get it up on the screen here, and you can kind of see where we're going
on. There was also something about a parking variance in that same area.
That wouldn't be heard through us. That would be heard through the BOE, or BOA, I'm sorry, the Board of Adjustments. Any parking variances would be heard through the Board of Adjustments. Now that may, I don't know if they meet tonight.
Wednesday.
So just go move the screen up like that. Now go to your,
yeah, move it to the right.
Should be good right there. No, it's a little further, isn't it? Sorry, I don't like it.
No, I was right, I thought.
Go back. Okay. Yeah, it's where the yellow line is, and it goes across the front there.
The other way.
Sorry, looking at it from the top is not the same as looking at it from the road.
No, go back down a little bit, and then bring it back to the right a little bit. Right there.
Yep.
Jack, you want to go up there and show us, please?
Assuming here where we realigned.
Yeah, it'd be on the opposite side where that line comes way back.
Yeah, I think we're dropping it down to probably right in this section.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just the frontage there on the road.
So then where does that property go to?
I think this is, I think it used to go like this.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So we're going to line it up.
And so the road's here, so this is the portion to be vacated right here.
And then what happens to that property?
It reverts back to the adjoining property owner.
So essentially, where you guys are having people park now, you're not allowed to have people park. Now you'll be able to have them park there.
Basically, yeah.
It will be off of county right away.
Yeah.
through the order, it will be conveyed back to the complex.
Yeah. When we originally started the whole process, it was just all the other properties in that area, when they realigned Buchanan, got all fixed up nice and pretty, but that chunk has got left.
And I think during our plan of zoning mapping, is that when they kind of, I think that's when they discovered that,
yeah.
And they went to fix it. And then when they went to fix it, it wasn't posted properly. So we're just having to go through the formal motions of posting it properly and then doing this. So.
Posted for the April meeting.
Right.
Yeah.
So it should just make it line right up with the rest of it.
Any further discussion on that during the public hearing? Do you all answer your questions? Everything good? Ma'am?
So will they be just releasing that back to the sports complex?
To the owner of the front section there, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if they're listed as the sports complex. That's what I was trying to read through here is who's the owner of. What is it?
North Buchanan LLC.
Okay. Is there any other need for public comment? Any further questions? Okay. At this time, I would close the public hearing, and we'll move to a vote for approval or denial.
Move to approve the order to vacate portion of Buchanan Road.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
I both fall into the order. So since y'all approved the order, it covers both.
Gotcha.
But I wanted to make sure we're all
perfect.
On.
Perfect. Thanks, sir. We'll move to our next order of business, which is the approval of a waiver of penalty and interest for parcel ID number 08-1.0-1-004-012-018.000 pursuant to RSMO 52240.
So this was an error, which should have been split in 2015, and they did a straight instead?
That is correct.
So the recommendation is to waive it?
That is the recommendation from our Taney County Collector.
Do you guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the waiver of penalty and interest for parcel ID 08-1.1-004-012-018.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of SB 190 applications. With us this morning, we have Taney County Clerk, Ms. Stephanie Spencer. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commission. This is our last batch of SB 190 applications for this year. The deadline was June 30th, and the collector has suggested after her research that the Commission would approve SB 190 application number 2597. Through 2806, and the collector has also recommended that the commission deny number 2807 through 2818.
Label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, July 7, 2025.
Second.
I Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.